T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Carol Magruder, a nationally recognized tobacco control expert. She has been a consultant on a variety of projects in the public health area. So thank you very much for joining me today, Carol. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, first let's talk about the Tobacco Control Act. It was a piece of legislation that was signed about 10 years ago. Tell us about the significance of the Tobacco Control Act.
Well, it was very significant because it gave the FDA the authority to regulate tobacco products in the tobacco industry. At that time, all flavors for cigarettes were banned. They were taken off the market except for menthol. So we took, and since African Americans in particular have been really targeted by the tobacco industry with mentholated cigarettes, we were very discouraged about that because menthol, you know, makes the poison go down easier. It's easier, makes it easier for people to start smoking and harder for them to stop.
Now, you also say that menthol cigarettes or the sale of menthol cigarettes is on the rise. What makes menthol cigarettes worse than regular cigarettes?
Well, just like when we have a cold, how we love to get Vicks and mentholated lozenges, it's soothing. So, you know, lozenges don't cure a cold, but they just make you feel a little bit better while you're going through it. So the menthol soothes and cools the throat. It masks coughing that people get. It relaxes the alveoli in the lungs so that people can inhale deeper and longer. And it's just harder to quit. So it's when you take out the flavors, including menthol, it makes people really aware of the harshness of tobacco, and so it discourages that them from starting to smoke. It makes it a lot less attractive, and it's a lot harder to get the addiction to nicotine.
Okay, how and why have minorities been targeted by the tobacco industry?
Sure. So big tobacco targets everybody. So we want to say that, and they are very good at picking what's going to work with different populations. For African Americans, since we have so many other issues to deal with, we were really just a community easy prey, because if you look at all the things that are going on, especially even in the 60s and 70s when a lot of these practices were the strongest, there was just so much going on that cigarettes didn't seem like that big of an issue. But it is, in fact, the number one killer of black people and all people, the number one preventable cause of death. So the industries came into the black community. They attached themselves to the black power movement at that time and jazz and just coolness in general. And they also really hit us hard with media advertising. And at that time, many companies weren't advertising with black folks, with African Americans. So to see images every week of Newport cigarettes and the Cool Jazz Festival, that really made an impression on our community and made our community at one point in time feel like the tobacco industry was our friend, because they were advertising and they were supporting our media. Of Jet and Ebony magazine had tobacco advertising in every single issue back in those days.
Now, the California legislature is looking at policies that would ban the sale of flavored tobacco products, including menthols. What kind of impact could this have on California?
It could have a great impact. And so Chicago was the first city to do something about menthol, and they were sued by the industry and won. So that gave cities the license and the authority to get out there and to start regulating these products. So many cities have started to just do it on their own. San Francisco is one with the first citywide restriction on the sale of all flavored tobacco products, including menthol. So if we look back, if menthol had been taken off the market 10 years ago, we had our statisticians look at it at the time. And so between the years of 2010 and 2050, if only 10% of menthol smokers had stopped, that would have saved 323,000 lives. And of those, 91,000 would have been African Americans. So we see the disproportionate targeting of the community, because African Americans are 10% of the population, but they would be a third of the lives that were saved. And if 30% of people had quit smoking menthol. Menthol had been taken off the market 10 years ago. We could have saved 633,000 lives of those 237,000 African Americans. So it's a huge issue. We're happy to see some movement on the state with Senator Jerry Hill, who's got a bill, Senate Bill 38, I believe it is, that would prohibit the sale of all flavored tobacco products in the state of California. So it's really huge, and it's moving California closer to what we're calling the end game. We've declared that by 2035, we want our state to be smoke-free. We want our children not to be addicted to Juul and to these e-cigarettes that are just all over the place with our young folks. So we're working hard to make that happen.
Now, as you just mentioned, California does continue to lead the way and lead the nation in many of the efforts to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored tobacco products. Why should we support efforts to control the sale of menthol cigarettes in particular?
Well, the reasons that I just said, just those statistics in terms of the lives that could be saved, and we would also be preventing another generation of our young people from becoming addicted to nicotine. So in the vaping, in the e-cigarettes, they're inhaling this vapor that's deadly into their lungs, and our children are just getting addicted to nicotine at very alarming levels. So banning these products, getting them off the market, would help with the access. And then we're also working, you know, we have a comprehensive tobacco control program in California. So we also have education in our schools. We have many programs for our young people. So it's a multi-pronged program that's very comprehensive. And we've made great strides, and we're looking forward to going all the way.
Now, you also briefly mentioned vaping products. What is your opinion on vaping and flavored vaping products? Should they be banned or at least regulated?
They should be regulated, and they should be made to prove that they are, you know, they're being, now that Juul has gotten in there and gotten our kids addicted to these vaping products, they're pivoting their marketing and kind of positioning themselves as the savior of smokers, that it's a cessation aid. And so the research is still out. It is less harmful not to inhale tar and smoke into your lungs as compared to vaping. But we really don't know the long-term effects of vaping. And most people who are vaping, they're doing both. So there's some anecdotally, there are folks who are saying they got off with e-cigarettes. But for every one adult that's getting off, we have all of our children who are getting on. So that's not the answer or the solution. So if the e-cigarette industry wants to make that claim, then they need to have the science to back it up. And we want the FDA to declare that these are truly cessation products and to have them marketed as such. So it's not about seducing folks with gummy bears and unicorn poop and cotton candy and chicken and waffles and then saying that you're making these products to help people stop smoking.
Okay, now if people are looking to quit, how can they get help?
They can get help by calling 1-800-BUTTS. California is putting a lot of resources into helping people to stop smoking, and that's a line where you'll be assigned a counselor who will work with you individually. In addition, all of our health departments are beefing up cessation services, especially in cities where we're getting these products off the market. And then California has a website, tobaccofreeca.com, and on that website is a myriad of resources and all kinds of information and help, so that people can understand the role that the negative, very negative role that tobacco and these products play in the lives of all Californians, whether you're a smoker or not.
As we start to wrap things up, if there's one point you could make about tobacco control, what should Californians be aware of?
They should be aware that it's never over, and that, you know, people have the sense that that this is ending, but there's still millions of people in California hooked to these products, and that we all need to be involved. So whether you're a smoker or not, most of us are not smokers, but we have enough people who are, and that we all need to be involved for the environment, for our children, for our future. We need to get off of these products.
Okay, Carol Magruder, a nationally recognized tobacco control expert. She has been a consultant on a variety of projects in the public health arena, and we've been talking about tobacco control in California. So thank you once again for joining me today, Carol. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.